Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. This week, I want to talk to you about the power of a name. Do you understand the significance of your name? Do you understand the power that it carries? Do you understand that your name should make a way for you? Your name is linked to your destiny, and your name is the one thing that you should not want to lose, because a great name brings great results. Have you ever heard someone say, someone would say that this person or that person has a good name? Have you ever seen how great names can open doors and a no name can do nothing? You see, a name can either make you or break you. Have you ever thought about your name? Have you ever tried to understand the significance of your name? Your name is something that is like a key that should open doors. In the book of Proverbs 22:1, the Bible says, "A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold." Meaning that a good name will bring you into a place of riches. If you have to choose between gold and a good name, choose a good name, because a good name is something that will take you so much further. This is why you will see that even when it comes to celebrities or famous people, you will find that these people, they're willing to lose everything. They're willing to lose maybe all the material things as long as they can keep their name. There have been many people that have been in court cases because of a name, fighting for a name, because they understand that that name is a brand of good success. It's something that is associated with greatness. And that is why when someone has a good name, they will always fight for it. Because even though you may lose everything, that name will bring you back to a place of success. A great name, a good name, will bring you before nations. It will bring you before great men and women. That is why it's important to understand that it's in a name. Have you been living up to your name and the path that that name has for you? Have you seen the importance of living with a good name? Now, you're probably going to ask me this question: what about the fact that I don't have a good name? What about the fact that I have made some mistakes in my life? Is there a second chance for me? Can I turn things around? Can my name move from something bad to something good? You know, our improved or reformed life comes from a place of mistakes. Whenever someone wants to improve or reform, there are mistakes that you may have made in your life. But it's up to you to change things around and make it work. Sometimes our greatest defeat in life is not the fact that others don't forgive us or they may not see us differently. It's the fact that we are fighting with ourselves to forgive ourselves and start seeing ourselves differently. You see, the way you see yourself is the way others will see you. And you need to believe in the goodness and the truth of your name and the destiny of your name. The truth is that God can use anyone, even when that person has done the vilest of things. God can use anyone to turn and change things around. You know, there's a man in the Bible whose name brought so much fear. It brought so much trembling. It brought so much heartache and so much pain. People would be scared because of what the name represented. You see, Saul of Tarsus was known for killing and persecuting Christians. He did not only kill them, but he wanted to kill what is on the inside of them. He killed in such a way that he destroyed people. He destroyed them completely. He killed them in the most horrific ways. His name had a bad reputation. He then had an encounter with Jesus. And then he had a turnaround within his life. He started working with Christians and not against them. He stopped killing them because his purpose changed. You see, when you have an encounter with God, it's inevitable that your name will change. Why? Because when you meet with God, your character changes and that automatically changes your name. God changed Saul's name to Paul because of the negativity associated with that name. There had to be a new name representing a new day. There were things in his previous name that would always take him to a place of the past, take him to a place of limitation. It's important that we understand that God is the name changer. He's the one that changes our character and he changes our very destiny. It's time for you to understand that God is taking you into a new day. When God brings you into a new day, he takes away the old name, speaking to the negativity and the character and everything bad associated with it. Our names reinforce our character, and we need to decide, are we happy with our current way of doing things? Are you happy with your character? God changes us so that we are in alignment with him. He moves us into a place of truth. As much as there is power in the name of Jesus, there's power in your name too, because we will do as he has done, and even greater. What is in your name? What is in your name? What is in your name? Does your name carry restoration? Does your name carry freedom? Does your name carry grace? Does your name carry opportunity? Does your name open doors, not for yourself alone, but for others too? The power of your name will be something that is left behind on this earth forever. It is important to carry a good name. Is your name hope? Does it represent hope for others? Is your name innovation? Does it bring newness into the lives of others? What exactly does your name represent? Does it represent family? Does it represent diligence and patience? what is in your name? Do you understand the power and the authority of the name that you have been given? It's important to allow the presence of God into your life, and you will begin to see the power of your name. You will see the grace of your name. You are graced to do certain things, but it's up to you to understand that a good name will open many doors. It's up to you to understand that your name is not just merely a name. Your name is a grace that has been given to you to make a difference upon this earth. Use it wisely. Don't waste it. Don't take it into a place where you don't understand what you have. It is in the power of a name. Let us pray and let us decree this. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray for each and every person listening to the sound of my voice. I decree and I declare today that we would understand the power of our names. We would understand the power that has been given in our hands. That we would not look to the left nor to the right, but we would look to you so that you may reinforce the power that has been given to us. Father, it's in you that we live. It's in you that we move and in you that we have our being. I pray that that would come forth on the inside of us. That would live on the inside of us. Father, give us good names. And Father, if we have messed around with the name that you have given us, help us to turn it around and to change it. You gave Saul a second chance. You changed Abraham's name because there was limitation on his previous name. You changed Jacob's name because of the limitation that was on his name. Give us a new name so that we may be able to walk in the fullness and in the grace of the name that you have given us. Make us new and set us alight so that we may walk in the fullness of everything associated with a good name. I speak it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. It is my prayer that God would bless you and keep you and enlarge your territory. Please do not forget to check out my book on Amazon called Changing Perspectives Every Day with Cindy Jacobs. May you have a blessed day, and may the Spirit of the Lord continually guide you into a place of a good name. For now, take care until we meet again.
My life is different, it's the reason that I walk like this. Too many doctors, they won't speak, so let me talk right quick. Y'all say y'all ball, but y'all won't even stand on courts like this. Y'all say y'all riders, but you ain't even gon' roll like this. My OG died when he was sipping all that codeine. Had talks with him about God, he said that boy won't even know me. He lost his life to a trap while in the trap, I guess that's trap life. And most Christians won't speak, they say the hood don't even act right. I gotta stay because my life the only Bible that they read. They screaming that they about that life, but yeah, they lost up in the street. They won't even go to church because we judge the way they bleed. Man, they die because they lost. I'm tired of hearing R.I.P. We here to change the world, but ain't nobody changing it. We won't step in them valleys because we scared that it get dangerous. Too many brothers dying in the jungle and they taming it. We scared to talk about it, but it's leaving them in pain. And it's leaving mama's heartless. Why we leaving them all heartless? But I'ma speak on it regardless. Sick in the head, he can't trust you for who you are. Cause last person that he trusted really died in his arms. And he can't talk to many people, he's still seeing the scene. And I would be the same if I seen it at 16.
Can't leave the hood because the hood didn't really need me. Gotta get it for Quanta, Izzy, and Sissy. They don't want somebody to love them like they did Kiki. So I'ma be the heart for the city because they all believe me.
We here to change the world, but ain't nobody changing it. And we won't step in them valleys, cause we scared that it get dangerous. Too many brothers dying in the jungle and they taming it. And we scared to talk about it, but it's leaving them in pain. And it's leaving mama's heartless.
Can't leave the hood heartless.
It was the other day. At the same time, I can't leave the hood heartless.